Hi everyone, I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Well, before we head into hashtag beat Dallas on Sunday, let's take a look back at some of the best moments from the week here at the NovaCare Complex. We'll start things off with Chip Kelly talking about what needs to improve against Dallas.
First and foremost, penalties. You know, you go out and you got 10 penalties against Dallas, and you're probably going to end up on the wrong side of the stick. You know, you got to clean up, the things that we can control. And we didn't do a very good job from that standpoint. We also had a turnover that we created that we had to call back because of a penalty on the defensive side of the ball. So when you really look at how many yards we lost on the offensive side of the ball and a turnover on the defensive side of the ball, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. And none of that, you know, the penalty on the defensive side of the ball didn't affect the rush or the fumble or the fumble recovery. You know, it was down the field. So that part of it's got to clean up. You know, if you're going to be a good football team in this league, you can't be a highly penalized team in this league.
One of the biggest storylines for the Eagles heading into Sunday is that DeMarco Murray will be facing his former team in the Dallas Cowboys. Last year, Murray rushed for 1,845 yards with the Cowboys star on his helmet. But to him, this is just another game.
Not at all. Not from my end, at least. Like I said, this is a true business, and I'm very, so to speak, emotionless when it comes to a lot of things, especially the business side. I understand the business aspect of NFL, and it's all about, you know, just finding guys who's right for your system. And I feel like, you know, I'm here, and this is the best place for me. This is where I want to be, and this is the team that wanted me. So I'm not worried about, you know, those guys. You know, I'm sure they're a great, great group of guys, great organization, a lot of respect for them. But I've moved on a long time ago, and I'm happy to be here.
During his conference call with the Philadelphia media, Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo spoke about not having his go-to target in Dez Bryant and how everyone else needs to step up in Bryant's absence.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, obviously you got to have things in place to help, you know, your football team with the ball. And then you're not going to be able to just plug someone in and, hey, there's another Dez Bryant. It doesn't happen. And, you just got to, everyone's got to step up and be better.
During Monday night's season opener in Atlanta, we saw all three inside linebackers get significant playing time for the Eagles. And according to D'Amico Ryans and defensive coordinator Bill Davis, that rotation should continue on Sunday.
We're rolling all three of them in kind of a little bit of a get-back-from-injury mode, and how do we use these three in the right situation. So depending on personnel that comes at us, we kind of send in the inside backers in that kind of a format.
We'll see how it goes throughout the flow of the game. We'll see how the rotation goes. I mean, I expect it to pick up a little bit more.
That will wrap things up here from the Eagles' Nest. Be sure to tune into our kickoff show at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.